Today, the next couple of days, we're going to be learning Hilchot Tzedakah, the Sugya of Tzedakah. There are a lot of pratim in the Halachot of Tzedakah, and try to be kind of as much as we can in the Sugya. We started on Thursday, I think it was the story here of Rebbe Shiloh, which is very Megala Halacha, about giving tzedakah tamaratzim. We all know that there are plenty of people who go around collecting. They're certainly not Talmidei Chachamim by any stretch of the imagination. And the question is whether a person is supposed to give them tzedakah or not supposed to give them tzedakah. Now, I think maybe I missed the point on Thursday. Really, we have to divide it into two shaylos. One is if someone's an amaretz, which seems to be the sugya, and the other is if a person is not a firm person. If a person is an avarian, even if he's not a rasha, but he's not firm. Some people come around. You can see the yarmulke is a temporary prop that they're collecting, or the hats are temporary props. Now, when they get to Kedusha or Kaddish, they don't know what it means by Kedusha. They don't start saying Kedusha. Obviously, they're not from people. So we have two shaylas, whether an Amoretz, which is Rebbe Shaila, and then whether a person who's not a from person, whether it's a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. So the Gemara brought here this ma'isa, which we have to understand. We have to understand Meikara Ma'ikasava or besides Ma'ikasava. What happened with Rebbe? Let's just see the mice again quickly. The end of the narrow lines. Rebbe pasach oitzus b'shnei b'tzurais. Rebbe opened his oitzer, his storage house of wheat and other foods, probably b'shnei b'tzurais in the Hunger Years. Ami yichtesu bali mikra, bali mishna, bali gemara, bali halacha, bali agada, aval amei ha'aretz al yichtesu. So he had a sign, everyone's invited except Amaratzim. Docher from Jerusalem and Amram ben Nichnas. Jerusalem Amram pretended to be an Amoretz. He came in. Amalei Rebbe, Parnaseini. Amalei Bani Karisa, Amalei Lav. Shanisa, Amalei Lav. Amar Parnaseich. He said, you're not eligible for tzedakah here. An Amoretz is not eligible to get tzedakah. Amalei Parnaseini ki kelev uka ayreif. Give me no different than an animal that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is amazing. Or that they're amazing at the teva. Parnas says he gave him to eat. Busted enough, if Yosef Rebbe become its star. Amr oilish nasati piti lamore. Suffice this, Rebbe, his Rahmanis got the better of him. And he acharach, he's supposed to do what the halach is. You're not supposed to do what your Rahmanis says. Amalafana Rishimah by Rebbe, Shemi Yonison ben Amram tamitchahu, Shaina writes to Lahanis from Kabbat Atar, Miyamah, Batkuva Ashkech. They found that it was Takahim. So Omar Rebbe Yichnesu HaKoel. So Rebbe said, let everyone come and take. So at the end of the day, Rebbe said that Amaratzim could come as well. Rebbe Litamei, Amar Rebbe, Ein Paranis Bala Olam, Elo Bishvil Ami Ha'aretz. That Paranias comes to the world because of the Ami Ha'aretz. Gahu Demei Klila Deshadra Tveria, the tax for the king's crown was thrown on the city of Tveria. Also, the Kamei the Rebbe Amrulei, this were Rabbana Ba'adon. Let the Rabbana pay too. Amaluhu loy, Amrulei Arukinan. We're going to run away. Amrulei Aruku. So run away. Arku Palgeyin. Half of the Amaratzim in town ran away. Doluah Palga. The taxes went down by half. Also, Hanu Palga Kamei the Rebbe Amrulei this were Rabbana Ba'adon. Let the Rabbanan give with us. Arukinan, Aruku, Arku Kulu. So all the Amaratzim ran out of town. That must have been a very enjoyable town. After that, Pasha Hu Kaibis. Except the Chinaman stayed behind. Somebody had to do the laundry for the Talmidei Chacham. Shadju HaKaibis, and they told this laundry man that you do it. Arak Kaibis, he ran away. Paka Klila. Gemara doesn't say who did the laundry afterwards, but the taxes came off. You see that all the problems only come because of the Amaratzim. problems come on the whole city because the Amoraim in the city. And you see here the aside that we spoke about Yom Neiran time, that there's a din of din HaKloli and din HaPrati. There's a din HaKloli on the whole town, which includes everybody. And that's why there was a din on the whole town to pay a tax, and once they left, finished. What's the maskana of this Gemara? You give Amoraim or you don't give Amoraim? How do you understand the maskana shot in the Gemara? In the beginning, Rebbe said, I'm not giving Amoraim. At the end, Rebbe said that, oh, I see that that this Talmud came in. He didn't want to be Nehenna. So at the end, Rebbe said, Yichnesu HaKoyel. So what's the maskana of the Gemara? Shana the Gemara, the maskana. Maskana is you do give Amoraim, or the maskana is you don't give Amoraim. So Rebbe said, I don't want to come on people to come on to Kavanat Torah. So Mimela, I'm going to use this Waka. But Vice says he still held of his original rule. So now why does that change? If the halachi is, you give Talmidei Chachamim first, they're supposed to give Talmidei Chachamim, not Amoraim. That's the din. If you have this. Okay, so Taki, you're right. Let's see. The Gemara, you call it the Gemara two ways. And one is the Ritva, the way the Beis Yosef quotes the Ritva. And one is the Ritva, the way it says Dayas. Well, let's deal first with the Beis Yosef's Ritva, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch passed is like. Beis Yosef Ritva, he says, you're allowed to give Amoraim. Just, if you only have a certain limited amount of funds, so then you give to Talmidei Chachamim. And not Amoraim. Rebbe felt he only had enough money for Talmidei Chachamim. He didn't wish nas betzura. It was years of hunger. There wasn't enough. So that's the reason that he did it. So really, you're allowed to give Amoraim. It's not aver to give Amoraim tzedakah. You're allowed to give Amoraim tzedakah. Just that Rebbe said, now I'm in a situation where the funds are limited. Because the funds are limited, I'm going to give only to Talmidei Chachamim. And the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Yod Aleph, it's interesting, usually Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring stories. But here he says, this is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Rebbe, Shohaya Mitztar, Shanasan, Pitei La'am Aretz, Rebbe, who had felt pain that he gave Amoraim Tzedakah, Mishum Dehavishnei Betzuras, because it was hungry years, Mashaya Echlam Aretz, Yechzul L'Talmud Chacham. Whatever the Amoraim says, Talmud Chacham on half. Halafach Yichayev Lach Yaisai. Otherwise, you have to keep the Amoraim alive too, to give him to live. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch clearly, they know even Mepharshim of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says clearly, like the Ritva, as the Beis Yosef quoted it, that our Gemara is talking, there wasn't enough to go around. It says there wasn't enough to go around, he didn't give the Amoraim.
What was the
Yichnesu HaKoyel? So what was the Yichnesu HaKoyel? So why at the end, if he didn't have enough for everyone, what's the Yichnesu HaKoyel at the end? So it comes out at the end, there are three groups of people. There are Talmidei Chachamim, the Amoraim, and then in between, there are people like Rabbi Yonatan and Amram, who are Talmidei Chachamim, pretend to be Amoraim. So what's the Hesber? So why did Rebbe now said Yichnesu HaKoyel? Everyone's going to come in, including all the Amoraim. He doesn't have enough food for all the Talmidei Chachamim. Why is he, because of these frumis, like Yonatan ben Amram, who don't want to be Nehenna from being a Talmid Chacham, because of them, all the Talmidei Chacham are going to lose? Because now he's going to run out of food. He's not going to have enough food. It's very hard. The way you learn this Ritva, it's very, very hard to understand. What's Shat Nikamara?
That
so Rebbe's sheep is Shanavanah. But still, what's his heter to, if he only had a limited amount of food? And the halach is you have to give it to Tzadik, to Tabi Chamina, to Amoraim. So why was he over on that just to cover Yonasan ben Amram, people like him? I mean, there are plenty of Tamei Chacham today. You don't mind having being the head of a big Tamei Chacham.
Right. His requirements weren't too great.
They have to be.
The Amei Ha'aretz was the pashas. There wasn't so many Amei Ha'aretz as it was. The people who don't Mamish don't know even a pasuk, even a somebody doesn't know anything. If Mamish not Shia, the more Shia, Rebbe always knew. Okay, fine. Let somebody else comes in. But once you saw that there was, it's more Shia to have people who are not willing to tell the highest. That's more Shia than not.
I mean, there were more people pretending to be Amoratsim than real Amoratsim.
That's what you're saying.
That's very nice. I don't know. Are there more Amoratsim or more Tamei Chacham who pretend? I hope.
But don't know
Bali Mikra. Bali Mikra is a new one. They learn Chumash. They have to learn Chumash.
So, those times, there wasn't that much else.
It wasn't printed yet, you know. It wasn't, it was much harder. But Bali Mikra. So you see in Bali Mikra you don't have to learn Nach, just Chumash.
Okay, maybe.
What's called Amaret? That's what David say. If I say it's not Bali Mikra, people don't even learn Chumash. They don't learn. That's an Amaret. They don't learn at all. They go stomach, they learn once a year, they're still Amaratsim. I personally think there are plenty of them. I think there are plenty of Amaratsim around. I mean, many of them who learned when they were younger, but there are plenty of people who go days without learning. That's for sure. And, all right, so David's saying because there were very few Amorats, and so if there are more.
It's not even something. There's something if they're interested in the Amorats. And there's a valid, there's at least one common couple running around hiding themselves. So any time you get to live by that.
But you don't know for a fact how many Amorats were around.
See, I personally would like much better to learn like our mitzvah. The Rebbe had plenty of food. Rebbe just held it's an aveira to feed Amoratsim. So here he said, okay, there are some people that are not really Amoratsim. So therefore, I'll let Amoratsim come in so that I never know if this person Amoratsim is not Amoratsim. If you learn like our ritual, it would be better. But we're going to talk about Halacha today, so we have to go with the Beis Yosef's ritual. If you learn the other ritual, it's a little easier. Shandake Shalom, you're allowed. Yes, that's his Raya. The ritual is Raya is because you like about the Akam over the Israel. Yeah. But that's only with the Shandake Shalom issue.
What?
He's saying that the Goyim don't bring Piranis to the Yidden. Amoratsim Yidden bring Piranis to Amoratsim Yidden. So they all say, if the yeshiva boys don't want to serve in the army in Israel, what would be if everyone would be yeshiva boys? So the answer is a Perish Gemara. If everyone would be yeshiva boys, so then it'll be the way it was. What? Yishtavos, you have to do. If they'll threaten us, we'll have to do. But Rebbe wouldn't answer that.
So the answer right. to give an Amar is to bring
friends onto the world? Alright, we'll go on La Locha. La Locha is no answer. Rebbe's just saying that that the reason we put the onus on them is because it's their. A Ramosha has a hesbet. What?
If he had enough food, then the kikel of the parish, then they're not.
Kikelav ukairev.
Then that should have not come into
the way. Yeah, but if I see the acharata that he gave into the time of kikelav ukairev. The scharot is because he held. You're not supposed to feed Amoratsim. You shouldn't have listened to the time of kelav ukairev. He had rachmanis and then he changed. He felt he shouldn't have. According to if you hold us to give Amar, because call me shame by das asal rachim alav.
Why?
Yes. So then I would think the pshat is if you go with that ritva, then it's good because. What's the issue to give to Amoratsim? You're not supposed to give the Rachim Amoratsim. So if the reason Amoratsim are getting is because I want to chaperon Tamidei Chachamim, So then, you know, it's the Lamad Dava Daimon. Like, you know, I'll teach Torah to a guy. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. There are people, plenty of people teaching in day schools, and there are guys in the class. You know, people whose mother had a conservative conversion or something. So Rav Moshe says, if you're teaching Yidden, a guy not listening, that's not an Aveira. The same thing. It's not giving money to Amaret. It's not an issa for Amaret that money. That's supposed to be Merachim on them. So if I'm feeding everyone because I want to catch a coming to Chum, don't want to have Anah, and Amaret, I'm not going to take. You know, so that way. You know what I mean? It's not that it's a negative. It's that I'm not supposed to have
a
Chumash
on it.
Yeah, I agree. David is saying there are very few Amorats, and mostly people don't have enough in Kavanah Torah. I agree that it's more likely there are more Amorats than there are to be the Chacham who pretend to be Amorats. That makes it very sharp. It's also L'Rachim Olav. I'll tell you, Moshe has a nice hasber. Moshe Kedaka B'Kaidish has a halachadika hasber. Gra Sechen Su on this Gemara, when the Shulchan Aruch brings that Gemara, the Gra Sechen Su Gemara in Harius. Gemara in Harius has Hilchas Kedima. It says Tamachachim Kaidim La Amar at Futsdaka. Tamachachim is before an Amar. If I say from that Gemara that you're allowed to give an Amar, the Gemara says there's a din kedima tamachachem kaidim la'amaretz. But vice does, there's no avera to give tzedakah tamaretz, like the Beis Yosef's Ritva that you're allowed to give. Just tamachachem is kaidim. So for Moshe, there are two din. There's one is dinay tzedakah. If you have plenty of money, you should give amaretzim also al tzilchet tzedakah. But then there are dinay kedima. Dinay kedima is that you give Tamachachim Kaidim La'amaretz. So in the beginning, Rebbe held that, look, you have a steer of Hilchot Tzedakah and Hilchot Kedima. Al Hilchot Tzedakah, I should give Amaratzim. Al Dinei Kedima, I should not give Amaratzim. So Rebbe Paskin, that look, the Kedima is overrides the Hilchot Tzedakah, that's what Kedima means. So Rebbe said, I want to give in a Hidda Mitzvah, I want to give only Tamei Nechacham. Tamachachim Kaidim La'amaretz. Later, Rebbe realized that in Hilchas Kedima, it's only a suffix. Because there are some Amiratzim that are really Tamidei Chachamim. So later, why did Rebbe change his mind? He said, look, in Hilchas Tzedakah, you can give Amiratzim. In Hilchas Kedima, you give only Tamidei Chachamim. But the rule of Hilchas Kedima is only a suffix. Because that Tamidei Chachamim pretend to be Amiratzim. So ain't suffix, might be Dei Vadei. Because the Dine Kedima, it's only a suffix if I'm really excluding Amaratzim. So therefore, let's go back to the Iker Hilchot Tzedakah, and I'll say, Iker Hilchot Tzedakah, we give Amaratzim. That's how Ramesh is explaining the story of Rebbe. I would add one nekuda, that Hilchot Kedima is a different covet Tamidei Chachamim. No, there's Hilchot Tzedakah, there's a Hilchot covet Tamidei Chachamim. So Rebbe originally made Karo, what did he hold? Look, Atzilchus Kavit Tamidei Chachamim. Why should I give Tzedakah Tamaratzim? With the same dollar, I could do two mitzvahs, Tzedakah and Kavit Tamidei Chachamim. So let me better do to give Tamidei Chachamim. Better than just mitzvah Tzedakah. Later he saw, that's not so. Some people are coming, and they really are Tamidei Chachamim. So that's only a suffix. If I'm being mekayim kavet tamidei chachamim, so ain't suffik might be devada. That's what Rav Moshe says. Now what comes out from Rav Moshe? Let's say you know for certain someone's an amaretz. He's a bona fide amaretz. He's not pretending. You know for sure. There are people like that. No, you walk into shul, you're not mesupik. No way. Maybe that tamidei chachamim pretending to be amaretz. No. No, the shul gets up to kedusha, they don't answer kedusha. No, Reb Amram, Yonison ben Amram, he would have said kedusha. This man doesn't know anything about saying kedusha. It's mustabi didn't learn chum mishina. So he's definitely an amaretz. Comes out from Ramesh's cheshbon that then you don't give an Amoritz. Then it stays with the Rebbe Meikara, that Tamachachim Kaidim L'Amoritz. It's only when you have Sveikis in the Amoratzishkeit of the Amoritz, that's when it stays that way. But when you're sure he's an Amoritz, the Rebbe originally was right. That Tamachachim, Kedima Tamachachim L'Amoritz, you have a Dal to give Tzedakah. Give it to Tamachachim and not to an Amoritz. That's what it seems is the maskon of this Gemara, the way we understand it, the way Rav Moshe is explaining it, certainly, that really Meikari was right. Tamachach is before Amoratz. It's only when that's fake is, so then he threw in the Amoratz and they could come, because it's a Suffolk Amoratz. But if you have an Amoratz, bevadai. You know, so if you have an Amoratz, it's, you know, they had sons, Matonis, Lavyayna, Behidr, Mahudah, Dika, Evya. So overjoyed, they find someone who's so poor, he's Mahudr, to be in heaven. So here, the Amoratzim, the Mahudah, Dika, Amoratzim. Amoratzim, Makala, Shitas. Seems to come out that Taka, you should give Tamachachim that Amoratz. That's what seems to be the Maskana, according to this. Now, I'll add to that one more Nakuda. And that is that it says in Shulchan Aruch, separately, in Reishon and Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Rabbah, I'm sorry, Sif Beis, Avaryan L'Teyavai, someone who does Averis, he's not a Shem Shabbos, or he's not the Makbid HaKashrus, L'Teyavai, he's not Lahachis, L'Teyavai, Ein Isser B'Davar, Im Reitzim L'Teyavai, there's no issa to give him money to for whatever it is. But there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to give tzedakah to an avarya. That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. It also says tzedakah. And again, nobody says anything different. No comments on it. So it seems to be la halacha. What? He says luftaisai, but he's not talking about being shvuyim. So I'm not sure. No, the nishva, he's going to pinyin shvuyim taka. Saying even pinyin shvuyim ain't isa lufdaisai, so koshke tzedaka. Aval ain't mechuyavim bekach. There's no chiyuv to give tzedaka to an avarian. So an avarian comes collecting. And he says avarian means mumla teyavin harba pa'amin. Doesn't mean once in a while there's an avarian. But he's a mumla teyavin harba pa'amin. So, I don't know. So we have l'chaira, a klara halacha that we're learning. That people who come around collecting, that are mumer, amaratzim. Now it could be their tenek shenishba, and amaratz could be a tenek shenishba, still not amaratz. That is no chiyuv to give him tzedakah. But it's a din in kedima, that you should be magdim, yatamachachem to him. Is there an isser? It doesn't say here it's an isser. Our mitzvah says tenisa aslo rachimolav, but that's not what we don't pass it like that. The psak is that there's no chiyuv tzedakah to such people. That's what seems to be what comes out of this sugya klara din. It does say that if he's going to die, if he's sakaras nefashis, then you have to be easy. You have to help him. But it doesn't look like they're about to die. And my 25 cents is not going to make them yedai nishdai. So it comes out from here that there's no halacha that a person is mukhiyif to give him tzedakah.
Is it also usual if he comes around
collecting, maybe I should be able to throw him out because you're not giving him tzedakah, you're not giving him tzedakah. Oh, but there's no iser. It doesn't say not makayim tzedakah. Where Moshe's mazba, you're makayim. You're just losing Hilchas Kedima, the Kedima. Now, if you're going to give tzedakah and not deduct it from the Maisa that you always give, so there's not even a Din Kedima. You're giving him, just like you're allowed to buy a soda, you're allowed to give it, there's no Issa to give him. Now, granted, the yeshiva, once upon a time, when there was a Mashgiach in the yeshiva, and there was the policy of the yeshiva was that collectors don't go around during Seder, which is the way it should be. I don't think, they should collect by the guys who are hanging out in the back. Not by the guys who are sitting and learning. Well, it's not entirely lechud, and it's not it's a separate thing. But that's a separate thing. Except that the yeshiva allowed the Tuesday collection, whatever. That's how it was instituted. Originally, it was instituted. How are you allowed? So what's the lashon? Let's see the lashon. See, if he's an avarian, then b'chlal, there's no chiyuv. It's a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. But if he's a, if he's an amaretz. The lashon Shulchan Aruch is Rebbe Shoyim et Starsh Nasan Pitei La Amoretz Mishon Dei Shnei Bitzurais Masha Echa La Amoretz Yechza Tam Lachachem Holav Hachi Chayit Vachay Yaisai. So again, it's only if there's a Cheshvan of Din Kedima. If there's no Cheshvan of Din Kedima, it's an Amoretz you would give. It's just an Avarian that you don't give.
How does Mr. Kedima work? Because you have another Tzalav in Eber Kedima. You can't.
You feel like you're still in the boy's house, you're running phone first. You have to invite a person, you have to give the next person behind you. You have to give the first person also. I mean, the fact that Lamaisa is an Ani in front of you, you have to give an Ani anyway. So I was Rebbe's Cheshbon, he turned them away. So Vice Dice said the Cheshbon of Kedima. No, he said that Al Yichnesu.
Al Yichnesu, don't come in.
But they came in, he gave them. So then they're fools. Why did they come in?
Two
bodyguards. So what does that mean? If I have a bodyguard in front of me, so then it helps. Why isn't the bodyguard? You mean the bodyguard didn't give tzedakah and he threw him out? We got poor bodyguards.
The bodyguard didn't have any money, so he was not.
And if there's a halacha, the halachas of Kedima are that you're allowed to push away someone now for someone else. That's the halacha of Kedima. I, they're coming to you now. I hear. I hear. I don't know. Mumra l'teyavim, someone does have eris. Yeah, Nafshay does, no. You mean maybe a tenishinish was different, that's what you said. Maybe a tenishinish was different. There was a lady who used to collect, and she used to eat McDonald's afterwards with the money. So now she has a fool, she's a shtickle shite also, why she sat by the window of McDonald's, all the yeshiva guys walking by, and she's collecting here. But, Rachinami, that's a mummer. Ein chayovin, it says ein chayovin. It says it's awesome. There's no chiyuv to give tzedakah to such people. I mean, there are yidden today that don't know that Jews don't eat meat and milk together. The guy knows Jews don't eat meat and milk together. So what kind of terrence is it that, talk it very hard. The Ben Ish Chai learns Pshat in this Gemara, the Ben Yehuda, that this Gemara, the Rebbe didn't give food to Amaratzim, was based on a totally different cheshbon. It says in Shulchan Aruch, two dinim. Also, litein loy prusas pas. You're not allowed to give a piece of bread. This is Simakuf Samachtes in Archaim. You're not allowed to give another yid a piece of bread. Elam ke yedeya by shenotel yadav, unless you know that he washes netilas yadayim. You have a person that doesn't wash netilas yadayim. Still near the waiter in the suda, you want to give him a piece of bread to eat. So you're not allowed to give it because if he doesn't wash, yaver on lefnei yiver. And in Sif Beis it says lo yitin lechol elam yishel yedeya loy shemavarech. It's a phase that says you shouldn't give unless you have somebody who you know is going to make a bracha. Someone who doesn't make a bracha, you shouldn't give. What? There's a bracha Rishayna, bracha Rishayna. The Mishnah Berurah says, Nilma Misif HaKaidim. Learn from Tis Yedayim to bracha. So Tis Yedayim is a drabbanon. So maybe it's Mistama bracha even if it's a drabbanon. The Ramah says, "V'yesh makilin im naisin la'ani b'tayras tzedakah." There's some that are makel if you're giving it to an ani b'tayras tzedakah, and on that the Mishnah Berurah says You don't take away a bad mitzvah tzedakah because of a safik, he might not make a bracha. But some of you know for sure he's not going to make a bracha, you can't give him even b'tayr tzedakah. The dafka b'tayr rishasay, he's a rasha, avol b'tayr einsay, sheni yachal avarev, le'nafka mitzvah tzedakah b'shvil zeh. The Ben Ishchai learns, Mustami is not going with the Rambam, he's going with the Machaber, that the reason Rebbe didn't give is because of these chashashas. He said the Amoratim didn't make brachas, they didn't wash the tefillos yadayim. So that's why he wouldn't, he didn't want to give them. Because he didn't want to give them. So, Meikara Makasava, the Besaif, Makasava. The Besaif, he said, it's only a Sadiq. The Amoratim might be a Tamachachim, really. There's a rule by Lufnei Iver that by Sveikis he could be Makal. That a Safik, by Lufnei Iver, by Sveikis he could be Makal. You're not sure. You're allowed to be Makal. So that's how we learned the Gemara that Rebbe didn't want to give. According to him, this has nothing to do with Hilchos Tzedakah. It's a totally different set of halachas. Or this set of halachas. Now these halachas and the gay are very much. So people ask the Shaila about giving Mishloach Manos or gifts to food to people who are not going to make a bracha, not going to wash. If somebody who comes to the house, a fried person, someone comes, he's a painter, or he's a Jewish person, or a lady comes, she doesn't know how to make a bracha, a Russian lady. So you give her food to eat. How are you allowed to give her food to eat? So, there's a heter, Rashi Shita, in the Sechta Savai Dezara, this is only aser if you're giving it the yadayim. If you put it down, and they take it afterwards, that there's no issa. When Ben Gurion came to visit the Chazon Ish, so they had this shaila. Ben Gurion went to see the Chazon Ish. He wanted to teach him a thing or two about drafting women into the army. And so they put food on the table. Shaila was, Ben Gurion's not going to make a bracha. Ben Gurion knew how to make a bracha, but he wouldn't make a bracha. So Chazon Ish said that they have to put it on the table before he comes in. And the style was then to have tea in midday. It was still the British thing. So he said to put the tea on the table before he comes in. So it's going to get cold. So he said, so let him have cold tea. But not to serve the tea to him, b'shas ma'isa, but to put it on the table and then he comes. So then it's not a. Rashi holds that there's no issur of. He said, yeah, yeah, in such a case. No, there's no hetzer dakas shalom, but there's a shita that by a mummer there's no issur misayaya. Shashita. Where does it say that? That there's a hetzer dakashon. It says a hetzer for a mummer, but doesn't say al dakashon. But at any rate, so that's the hetzer. Rav Shlomo Zalman also has a tshuva. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that if it's for kiruv, he has a tshuva that you're allowed to feed even if you know they won't make brachas, because the whole cheshbon is of Messiah de Ever Aveira is you're not supposed to help people do Aveiras. The whole purpose is to be makar of them to do mitzvahs. So there's no cheshbon of Messiah de Ever Aveira, he says, when you're kiruv, people make gatherings for kiruv, so everyone's going to make a bracha. He says, for kiruv, it's mutter. Okay, Valkopani, getting back to our Gemara, this is the second shot, this is the way Ben Ishchai learns his Gemara. Let's, what?
Why do you ask if you know liquor about it?
According to the Ben Ishchai's pshat is a different pshat than the Rishonim, so I don't know why you give it this. Rishonim didn't learn that way. Now, Kopanim, at least to get clear this set of halachas, I have to move on. As I said, there are only 14 days left to 13 days to share. We want to cover ground, but at least not to neglect the basic ideas of the sugya, which is what we just learned. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Kami yehei bi'ir v'yehei kan she'ir. What did the Mishnah say? You're in the city. What?
Right?
So I don't know what the story was. If, to me, they left a very small amount, just the amount for a kaivitz, or. Doesn't say that, but by the kaivitz it says shadua kaivitz. I think it means that Rebbe threw it onto the kaivitz. By the first one, it says do you all the palgo, that the government knocked down half. That means Rebbe threw it onto the haytiu p'chsei hamelach al kaivitz. What does that mean, p'chsei hamelach? The government was gairus that Tamil Chacham don't have to give. So Rashi says what? Yeah, that I understand. If you have an ear had niskal, now ear nidachas. Now halacha is if a yachid is oivin avay dezari gets skila, but his children yashin his money. Ear nidachas gets chenek, and the money is avad. The money is destroyed. What happens if you have a guest in the ear nidachas? Chameres, gamelas, iveres, makam, makam, v'lanav v'seichi yer, v'hudcha imayim, and they were even avay dezarev. And b'skilo m'mayin apalit. They're not residents of the city. They're yechidim. V'shtau sham shloishim yayim, and b'seif m'mayin amavim. 30 days, they become residents of the city. So it's a stira. Amish that says you become a resident of the city if the yud beis chaydish. And there it says you become a resident of the city after 30 days. Amarav alaikasha. What is to be, we'll call it a citizen of the city, and what is to be a resident? After today in the United States, the same thing. Some people are citizens of the country, and some people are residents, and some people are guests. So to be ice guest, to become a resident, is 30 days. To become a citizen and pay full taxes, that is to be a, that's 12 months. Kizitanya, Mudra, no man, Sheir, Koshin, Nishtan, Shem, Shneim, Asa, Chaydish, Asalanis, Mimenu. If you ask for Yigandah from the citizens of a city, that's 12 months. But Yayishvei Oyer, from those who live in a city, Koshin Shtam Shloshim Yayim, also Lahanis Mimenu, Pachas Mekamotu Lahanis Mimenu, then it's 30 days. So we have here a cloud, for taxes is 12 months, for things that are dependent on living in a city is 30 days. Ulachal Mili Bivina Yudbeis Chaydish, are all taxes dependent on 12 months, or Tanya. Shloishim yayim l'tam choy, shloishim chadashim l'kupa. You have many types of tzedakas. We're going to have more about this in the Yamid Beis. Tam choy is the public kitchen. Must be, yeah. So that, 30 days, you got to pay to the kitchen. Shloishim chadashim l'kupa. 3 months is to the kupa that gives out cash to tzedakaniyim. Shisha l'ksus, 6 months to the clothing. Tisha l'kfura, 9 months to pay for the chever kadisha. Shnayim also lepasi a year, 12 months for the security of the city. Amar Ravasi, Amar Yechidin, Kitanan, Nami Mestis, and Shnayim also Chaydish lepasi a year to none. It's no machlokes. It was a very complicated system they had in those days. You paid based on many tiers of how long you were there. So 3 months is one thing, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. 12 months is lepasi a year. There's a machlokes Rishayim here on how to learn the din of 12 months. And stoma is 12 months, for most things of the city, is 12 months. Muki Yosef learns, 12 months is a rule, finished. It doesn't matter if this person moves in for a week, and he buys a house, and he fixes up his house, and he moves in, he plans to stay here for a very long time. If he's not here 12 months, his plans are irrelevant. Even Daite Lishtakesha, he wants to live there, he moved there, he moved his whole family there. It doesn't matter till 12 months you're potter. Someone moves to the United States, Eretz Yisrael, and he moves his whole family, he takes everything, he moves into a city in Eretz Yisrael. He's potter of the Bukhi Yosef until 12 months. What? Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say he bought a house. If he buys a house, the Mishnah says it's different. He rents a house. And so then he moves, even if he's died in Lishtakeya, his das doesn't count. These are the rules. A reverse also. Why is he there more than 12 months? But he's planning to leave. He's there. He went to Israel to medical school. He couldn't get into medical school in the United States. He goes there. So he's got to be there for a couple of years. But he's only here temporarily. So, Dr. Nuki Yosef, his plans are irrelevant. Yud Beis Chaydish is a gzeira and taka. And Kana Beis Dira Kanshe Ha'ir. But the 12 months is set in stone. The Mardukhai learns the reverse. The Mardukhai says, now Mardukhai doesn't say it in both directions. The Mardukhai just says, he plans to live there, he's mechuyev la'altar, even if he doesn't buy. If his plans are to live there, then immediately you don't wait 12 months. You wait 12 months when you're unsure. He's unsure. But otherwise, it's immediate. In Lomdis, they're arguing. If 12 months is meant to be... They're arguing Pashup Shad. If it's a Simin or a Siba. It's 12 months. The Muki Yosef learns 12 months is the Siba HaMechayiv. Muki Yosef learns 12 months is the Siba, the reason you have to pay. You're there 12 months, it's the Siba HaMechayiv. That's the reason you pay. The Mardukhai learns, no. You pay if you're living here. How do I know if you plan to live here? And that is a simin. The simin is, if you're here 12 months, that's a simin you plan to be here. If you're not here 12 months, I don't have a simin. Now if you tell me you're planning to live here forever, then my simin is irrelevant. I know you plan to live here forever. 12 months is just a simin, a way to tell. But otherwise, no. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Mardukhai. It doesn't even bring the Muki Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Mardukhai. Now, in Digris Maisha, Chayshim Mishpat Chaylik Aleph Tshuva Mem, when the Munsi was just starting out, they organized the Kehila in Munsi. So they had a Shiloh, the Esther Maisha. They were raising money at that time for a Beis HaKnesses and a mikveh, a few other things. So Ramesh said it's totally Yud Beis Chaydish, like our Mishnah, even though Gemara doesn't mention Beis HaKnesses, yes, totally Yud Beis Chaydish. And Shiloh came up. What? Those who bought houses, so it's Miad. Those who didn't buy Yud Beis Chaydish. Shiloh was, what about the Kailul Yom Galai? That was it. The people in Kailul, and many out of town Kailulim, they committed to be there for 3 years. But they weren't the people who planned to live in Mansi. They were people who came from other places. They were living in Kailul for 3 years, so they went to a city to be there, to be in Kailul for 3 years. So the Shaila is, are they mechuyev to pay for the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaTfila? Or the other things in the city, whatever the security in the city, whatever it was, to put up an Erev around the city, are they mechuyev to chip in or not? They're there Yud Beis Chaydish. It's a machlokes to Mardukhai and Muki Yosef. So Ramesh writes, according to Muki Yosef, 12 months Yechayev. According to the Mardukhai, it depends if you plan to live there. What? Ramesh says that's not called Daitel Shakasham. 3 years is not. Now he does bring there those who argued that the Mardukhai doesn't say it both ways. The Mardukhai says that if it's less than 12 months and you plan to live there, you're chayav. Maybe if it's more than 12 months and you don't plan to live there, maybe he holds your partner. Maybe he holds, he could go, maybe he's by the Yechayiv. Like you say, once you're there 12 months, so you're Zichin Nehanda. So maybe Yechayiv. Ramesh writes, Api Svara, it's totally Zebizim. Ramesh writes, Klar, even though they had a Raya, Fakarit, Ramesh is Matzah the Raya, he holds in Svara, it's totally Zebizim. Either Yud Beis Chaydish is a din, or it's just a simin to know if it's Taiti Elish Takei Hashem. And Ramesh Paskin's like the Mardukhai. He says, Shulchan Aruch passed the Mardukhai. Ramesh passed it them. He said they have to pay a little bit because they're Nehemah. They've been Nehemah for 3 years from the or for the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaTfila, they have to be mishtatif kafi hanasam. Let's say people live there normally. How long does a person live? A person lives 60 years, 70 years. So they'll be here 3 years, so they pay 20 years. They should pay something called the Nehenna. But else, the tax to pay evenly. Ramesha passes like the Mardechai, that the potter. And one of the things that he brings there, a test of Arav, is it says in Shulchan Arav, if somebody comes and he's nenas, he had to stay more than 12 months, he's potter. It says if someone came and Machmas Chayli, he planned to leave less than 12 months, and someone in the family got sick, so he ended up staying longer, you're potter. So the Shayel said, you see, you need a chiddush. Only if you're nana, someone got sick, your father. If I say otherwise, 12 months, you're chayiv. Ramesha learns, no. He means, nanas is just an example. He says, if you're in Kailal, you're also nanas. It's interesting. Ramesha writes, Lai b'chal makam adam zaychal lil lai. There's such a thing about learning also. You have to go where it's best for you to learn. So, Lai b'chal makam adam zaychal lil lai. He's also an Inus. Someone is in a city, in a kailal, because that's where he can have a parnasa. That's where his chaverim might learn the best. So that's also an einus. So Ramesha says it's the same einus as einus machmas chayli. And the Mela Ramesha paskins that they're part of the mass. Some of you start the tshuva, you have a feeling Ramesha is going to pass to the kailal guys, no? Sort of. The Haragish was that way. But anyway, this is a machlokes here, the Mardechai in the book of Yosef, on Pshat in the Yud Beis Chaydash.
So it didn't look amazing. Why is it also
called
you buy a house?
Because that's the Takana. Book of Yosef says, why 12 months? It was a Takana, and that's the Siba. His mind is not a... It's not a... That's also part of Takana, the Mishnah said. Kam yei bi about Shiyar, Yud Beis Chaydash, Kalam HaBeis Tira, Haryu Kan Shiyar.
There's no time about
that's how the Takana was set up, and the Takana remains.
You
get
the contract
for
30 years to live in that
building.
That's bad enough
to see. That's what Mukiyasa says. Because these are all Takanas. He said, this was the Takana, right, that's why you're chayiv. That's why Takana was made. But Takana was only made if you actually buy a house, not if you're thinking that you're planning to stay. Let's start the Gemara of Pidyon Shvuyim. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechanan. First he says, Akala pasi ira filum yasmi avo rabbanon loy. For security, the same pay, not the rabbanon loy tzrichin the tirusa, we spoke about this last week. Amar Rav Papa, v'shura, lo parsha, lo tarzina, afilum yasmi. Yasmi have to pay for security, for the walls, the people who travel around, the people who guard the arms. Rabba Ramat Stika Yasmi, the Beimar Barmarian, he said that they have to pay tzedakah. Amalei Abaya, no. Hatar Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, ain't paiskin tzedakah al Yisaimim, afilu pidyon shvuyim. That, no, Yisaimim don't have to pay tzedakah. Amalei Anon Lachshuvinu Ka'avidna. You're right, they really don't have to pay tzedakah. But if this is a hechatimtza where they'll be considered chashuv. It'll be good for them later in life. Maybe they're putting up a plaque, you know, in front of the city that these are the people that contributed. And it'll be a benefit to them. Something that's a benefit for them, then I think it's tzedakah. Ifra Hurmiz Ime Dishvar Malka. There was this woman, Ifra Hurmiz, a non-Jewish woman, Shadra Arnaka didinri lekami de Rabbi Yosef amar lahavi lemitzvah rabba. Now, I want you to be medayak in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say lahavi letzdakah. It says lemehavi lemitzvah rabba. Yosef Rabbi Yosef bekama ayimba. My mitzvah rabba. What's a mitzvah rabba? Now he felt responsible to do it for the best possible mitzvah. Amar lehavayim the Tanya Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda pasuk letzdakah al yisaimim. I feel the pidyon shvuyim, shmami na, pidyon shvuyim mitzvah rabbi. If I say from here that pidyon shvuyim is the biggest mitzvah, it's the best mitzvah. So therefore, we should use the money for pidyon shvuyim. Now we have to get back to Tosfos on the Amud Aleph. We'll do it tomorrow. Tosfos on the Amud Aleph discusses why we're taking tzedakah from Goyim. That itself is a shayla. But for now, let's focus on what the Gemara says about Pinyan Shvuyim. And you tell me, they go around collecting, let's say someone's in jail in America, by a lawyer. They collect Pinyan Shvuyim, they want to collect money to get a lawyer to get him out. They call a Pinyan Shvuyim. Well, even in Israel, someone's in jail, they call a Pinyan Shvuyim. So you tell me if it's Pinyan Shvuyim. Let's see what the Gemara says is Taicha Pinyan Shvuyim. I hate to knock a tzedakah, you know, especially they come with the signatures of all the Gedalim, which, you know, I'll focus that from someone else's signatures of all the Gedalim, maybe, I don't know. But let's have the Gemara defines Pinyan Shvuyim. Avalei Rava L'Rabba Bar Mari. Menahe Mosa Dam Rabbani Pinyan Shvuyim It's a Rabba. How do you know Pinyan Shvuyim is so chashiv? Avalei Diksiv. Now, this is one long run-on sentence to the two doubts. Follow with me. V'haya ki emru elecha ono neitze v'amarta aleyem kaya mar Hashem. Yirmiyah was saying a nevuah about the Churban Bayis Rishon. So Yirmiyah really told them they should surrender to the Babylonians and they'll live. Yirmiyah told them kaya mar Hashem ashalamus lamus, the Churban is going to come. Some people are going to die. Ashal lecherev lecherev, some are going to die by the hand of the sword. Ashal lerav, some are going to die of hunger. Ashal l'shvi l'shvi, and some are going to be captured. V'amrev yeichanan, kolam u'uchir, v'pasik zeh kashem lechaveira. Everything later in the pasik is worse than the previous. Cherev kashem imavis. To be killed by Aleinu in a brutal way is worse than stam dying. Why? He ba'yisema cry, ba'yisema svara, he ba'yisema Svara, hakam and avul, hug like him and avul. Terrible to die becherev, to be cut up. That's a terrible death. To die in a person's bed, that's not so terrible. V'bayisei makra, yokar b'nei Hashem, hamavsa lechasida. Maves is the preferable way to go. Hopefully 120, but... Rav kashem echerev, hunger is worse. V'bayisei misvara, hakam and star, like him and star. Hunger is a terrible tsar. V'bayisei makra, Taivim hayu chal lecherev mechal leirav. Shvi kashem akulam. And Pinyan Shvuyim, Shvi is worse than all the others. The kulu isnehu bay. That is very important. The kulu isnehu bay. Why is Pinyan Shvuyim mitzvah rabbah? Because it includes maves, cherev, rav. The Gemara is saying that's why Pinyan Shvuyim, you hear? Pinyan Shvuyim is why is it such a big mitzvah? Because it has three things. People die a brutal death, and people are starved. I remember once, there was a call in Reisman's Bakery from the Connecticut State Penitentiary. They started ordering chocolate danishes from Reisman's Bakery. They needed kosher. So the way it works in the bakery is that people who when there's an order, you know, they fill out a form, a little settle. And they give it to the foreman, to the manager. The manager then was a Russian Jew, an old Russian Yid, Martcha's name was. So he managed the place. So they came over to him, they gave him the tzettel, it said, the penitentiary, it said, whatever, 100 dozen chocolate danishes. So he said, what is penitentiary? So it means jail. So he said, in jail? Gitman danishes? Like, you know, in jail they give chocolate danishes and kosher, right? We hope it was for the Arabs there, you know, not for many Jews. You know, that's the way it is in America, right? In jail, they give chocolate danishes. So that's Larav. That Larav. Now, when a guy's going around collecting, especially Le'olein, a family member, and they're tearful, and I'm not going to start telling them this is not Pinyan Shvuyim. But today we're just sitting and learning. Can I ask you, is in jail in America, is it Pinyan Shvuyim, you think? Huh? Is Rav? Is Cherev? I don't think so. In jail in Iran, it's really Pinyan Shvuyim. Yidden in jail in Iran, across the fascists. What? Solitary. That's Rav. Doesn't mean they don't give food. It's a tremendous mitzvah to help. I'm not saying you shouldn't give money. I'm not telling anybody how to give money. Just saying when they go around for Pinyan Shvuyim, then it's not Pinyan Shvuyim. A man was collecting for Pinyan Shvuyim. There was a Yid in Nashul who was collecting, he said Pinyan Shvuyim. He asked, why is it Pinyan Shvuyim? He says, because his wife gives him Agnes Nefesh, she doesn't have money, he can't for it so to collect. And he said, believe me, what my wife does to me is worse than Shvuyim. You know, that's what he said, it's Pinyan Shvuyim. I'm learning now, we're learning the Gemara, so what's type Pinyan Shvuyim? Now, for tomorrow, I just would like, I have to tell you, the next 2.5 weeks, if you're going to come in and you sit in the lounge chair in front of the Gemara first day. You know, the bench is like this, you know, with a Gemara like this. You're not gonna be able to keep up even with Pasha Pshat. We have to cover ground. You have to come in, you have to put in 2 hours, and L'chol HaPachas, you have to learn, you have to prepare. If you don't prepare, so, you know, very nice, you hear a little bit, you have no idea what's going on. So put in the time properly. What I was trying to understand, and I had a hard time, I thought I'm going to get to this in Shia today, to explain, is that